You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
We want to welcome you. We're going to come around the Word of God. What an amazing announcement that we're going to be back in the building next week. It's going to be great. So I'm just going to encourage you. As we come around the Word today, I believe that God has spoken so clearly. I believe that this is a prophetic word for us as families, as individuals, and as the church. And He is telling us specifically, with revelation knowledge, of the season that we are now standing in. Not coming into, the season we are now standing in. And my message this morning is stay the course. Stay the course of the incredible giftings and journey that He has put your life. Stay the course. Stay the course. Isaiah 55:8 says, "My thoughts, they're nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord's. And my ways are far beyond anything you could ever imagine." And it's incredible perspective when you see that God's thoughts on a matter are so different to our thoughts. It's incredible perspective to behold when His ways are so different to our ways. But it's His perspective, church, that I so desire in my life, in my heart, in my leadings, in my journeys. So when I watch Paul's journey from Turkey to his dream of Rome, I see the thoughts of God and not mere general knowledge. Let me tell you this, I see the mind of Christ that you now possess, and this is not just general knowledge. This is specific knowledge. The knowledge of God revealed and made known through the power of the Holy Spirit, who gives us access to know the mind of God. You know, Paul's journey, which I'm just loving reading at the moment, his journey starts with Turkey. From Turkey, with small beginnings. It's a small boat full of sailors and prisoners with a total of 276 men on board. Paul wasn't the captain. He wasn't even a sailor. He was one of the prisoners on that boat. And to us, you know, the conditions, they're so unusual. Appearances that don't seem ripe for success. To God, though, in His thoughts, in His ways, it's those small beginnings of Paul's dream to get to Rome. It's those small beginnings that God says He rejoices in. So never despise the small beginnings of what it is that you set out to do when God has placed a dream in your heart, because God is rejoicing in your small steps. God is rejoicing in your small beginnings. Zechariah says in Chapter 4, verse 10, "Do not despise the small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hands." God's perspective that comes from specific revealed knowledge is so important. It's so vital on the path of God's journey for our lives. Perspective, it means to perceive. To know by experience, to be able to translate it. And this was not the first time Paul's journey to the next season in God looked unfavorable. Small beginnings, but Paul was not left empty-handed. In this season, just like Zerubbabel, ask the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, what have you placed in my hand? What is in your hand for your journey, for your dream that God has laid into your heart? Is it the promise of His word like Paul, that you can hold on to it? Is it the vision He's placed in your spirit that God is saying to you, don't let go of the word, don't let go of the vision that I have placed into your spirit. Hold on to it. He has placed a gift in your hand.
I'm just waiting
to make crooked places straight. But from what position you stand, it'll change the way you hear. It'll change the perception of the way you see. And let me encourage you this morning, let us not stay in the position of relying on hand-fed, mere general knowledge, but let us respond to the call of the Holy Spirit, who gives us the access to go deeper so that we may receive the knowledge, the revealed knowledge of God into our spirits. He can give to you through time with the Holy Spirit. He is your access to God's truth. Okay, my dream for my marriage, your dream for your family, our dream for God's church where He has placed us. When you and I step out on His journey, they may be small beginnings, but God is rejoicing with you. What God has placed in your hand will be used to make the crooked, winding roads straight. Ephesians 3:20 says it like this, and this is our declaration scripture for 2020. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. Do you hear me this morning, church? The dream that God has put into your heart, He is going to accomplish this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and He will exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power, it constantly energizes you. From the small beginnings of Turkey, we see Paul and the 276 men travel to the port of Fairhaven. And in this place of Fairhaven is general knowledge. The general knowledge that they had about this place is no one wanted to go to Port Fairhaven. Nobody wanted to get stuck there because nothing happened in Port Haven. Fairhaven was known as a place that was not fair, where nothing happened. And let me tell you, my friends, this morning, we will all season at Port Fairhaven. But what seems like nothing is happening, when we perceive it through the Holy Spirit, who is all truth, it will be the greatest place to listen without distractions, and to learn how to translate what God is saying to you. What seemed like the place that you would be stuck in was the very place of protection. But the men, the sailors, everybody who knew better with the general knowledge said, "We're not going to listen to you, Paul." In Acts 27, he says to the men, verse 10, Paul's saying, "Men, I perceive that this voyage," this is not general knowledge, this is specific knowledge from God. "Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss. Not only the cargo and ship, but also our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than the things spoken by Paul. From Port Haven, they moved prematurely to what seemed better, only to encounter a violent storm, disaster, and much loss. Acts 27:20 says this, "After many days of seeing neither the sun nor the stars, and with the violent storm continuing to rage against us, all hope of ever getting through it alive was abandoned." In the middle of the storm, in the middle of the darkness where you can't see clearly, see what has never left your hand. And it was God's word. His word will come. God will speak specific knowledge into your spirit, no matter what storm or challenge or situation is that you find yourself in. You know, they were traumatized, these men. They were in a storm. It was a tornado. They had lost hope. But as we look to the Holy Spirit, what is in Paul's hand? Acts 27:21 to 26. "After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, 'Men,'" out of his hand, "'men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, he stood beside me, men, and said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. See what Paul's doing? He's moved beyond general knowledge of the men to specific knowledge, having the mind of Christ. And now he's translating hope and grace into men who have lost hope. You may have found yourself in a storm that wasn't of your doing. You may have wondered, how did I get here? How is it by somebody else's choices, somebody else's actions? How did I get into the same place as this? And that's where Paul was. This wasn't of his doing. This was because they weren't listening, but Paul was finding himself in a place of a storm. You may have wondered yourself why you are there. I want to encourage you this morning to look in your hand and see what it is that you possess through the Word of God. Luke 4:18 says this, what's in Paul's hand? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom for the brokenhearted, and new eyes for the blind, and to preach to prisoners, you are set free. Don't worry, men. We're going to get to where we're going. There's a calling on all of our lives. There's somewhere that God needs me to be. So God is extending grace. God is extending hope into your life. Men, it's okay. You are going to be set free by the Word of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you today. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had this dream, and it was an incredible dream that I believe the Holy Spirit revealed to me. And he led me around four specific areas that I believe the Holy Spirit has helped us to conquer into from this last season. Four specific areas that God has conquered in your life. What is it that we have learned at this point through the seasons we have been through? Well, the Holy Spirit is going to encourage you this morning. I believe there are four significant areas we have found new meaning to. The four areas of control, attachment, passed over, and missed out. Control, attachment, passed over, and missed out. Let's look at that first significant area of control. We have learned this year that we are not in control, but God surely is. So much can change around us, but the one thing that remains true, the one thing that remains the same is Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has been teaching us this year how to be responsive to and controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says this, but I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and the desires of the flesh. His will be done. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. The second area that I believe that we have conquered in is attachment. We have learned this year what to let go of and what to keep, what to stay true to, what to shake off and what to value. Acts 27 verses 18 and 19 says this, we took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. They arrived on the island of Malta with nothing in the natural world. But what they did keep was each other. They kept each other and the promise of God fulfilled. I will get you to where you're going. Not one of their lives will be lost. The third area that I believe that God has conquered in our lives is feeling like we've been overlooked. At the start of this year, so many goals, so much vision, so many things that you wanted to conquer. And it can feel like that you just got something got in the way. And it's like, what am I going to achieve now? Am I going to accomplish those things that I set out to do? What I thought I could expect has not happened. Have I missed out on what I thought I was going to achieve? No, you have not. Ephesians 2:10 says this, what's in my hand? For we are the product of his hand. Heaven's poetry has been etched on all of our lives. We have been created in the anointed Jesus to accomplish. Hear the word of the Lord this morning, to accomplish the good works God arranged long ago. And this last area, so close, but it feels like we've missed out. Like Paul, he was so close to journeying to Rome, but the unexpected happened. Habakkuk 2:3 says this, for the vision points ahead to a time God has appointed. It testifies regarding the end, and it will not lie, even if there is a delay. Can you hear this in your spirits this morning? Even if there is a delay, God says to us this morning, wait for it. It is coming, and it is coming without delay. So through this area of control, we have learned to responsive to and controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. And that is bringing you life this morning. Those areas of attachment, we have learned to what to let go of and what we value and what to hold on to. Feelings of being overlooked, we have learned that every good work that God has destined us to do, we will do. God has arranged it. And when we feel like we might have missed out, even if there is a delay, the Holy Spirit says to you this morning, wait for it. It is coming, and it is coming without delay. So for Paul and the 276 men on board, what is it that God has placed into their hands? And I believe it's the island of Malta. From the storm to being shipwrecked, all 276 men were alive just as God promised. Acts 28. Paul ashore on Malta. Once safely on shore, verse 1 says, we found out that the island was called Malta. Malta means refuge. So church, what is in your hands right now? What as a church is in our hands right now? And I believe it is the promises of God. It is a place of refuge. It is the island of Malta. What season are we in right now as a church? And this is the season I have been crying out for in my prayers, and I believe prophetically that we are here as a church. It is the season of Malta, a season of refuge, a season of unusual kindness and generosity, a season of knowing your authority, a season of healing, and a season of great supply from the hand of God. What's in my hand? What has God put in your hand? It is the season of Malta. And I believe that there are five supernatural breakthroughs you will experience in your families, in your marriages, in your Christian lives. Five supernatural breakthroughs you're going to experience in this season of Malta. This is not a season we're waiting for. This is a season that we're already standing in, which means you can raise your faith. You can increase your expectation because God is already moving. You can expect a season of refuge. This is a season of stability, my friends. As Paul was standing on the island of Malta, you know, I had to ask, as the rain was beating down, as the storm was still behind them, as they're standing there on the ground on the island of Malta, I wondered, Paul, what's in your hand? What is it that Holy Spirit showed me what's in Paul's hand? And I had to ask, the plumb line that the Lord rejoiced seeing in Zerubbabel's hand, the plumb line that made the crooked and winding path straight, I wanted to know, well, what was in your hand, Paul? And I believe it was the words of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he has anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom for these brokenhearted men, and new eyes for the blind, that I can move them from general knowledge to revelational knowledge that comes from God alone. That I can preach to the prisoners, you are set free. You may be in chains, but in God, you are set free. I have come to share the message of Jubilee. for the time of God's great acceptance and favor has begun. Refuge, peace, it comes when you destroy the authority of chaos. Malta means refuge, land of honey, and it was known for its honey. It was known for its incredible sweetness and the fruit that was in surplus. You know, a refuge, it's a stronghold which protects by its strength. It is a shelter and protection from danger and distress. And God is bringing refuge of stability. He is bringing a sweetness of His word and fruit, spiritual fruit to your life. And I have been praying, God, just like Paul, I am longing to see spiritual fruit. I am longing to see spiritual fruit in the marriages in this church, in our children's lives, in our families, in our workplaces, in our spirit. God, I am longing to see spiritual fruit. Is your heart, church, this morning, is it longing to see spiritual fruit. It's happening. It's happening. We are in the season of Malta. Spiritual fruit is being activated. Romans 1:13 says, "For I long to enjoy a harvest of spiritual fruit among you." Isn't the word of God incredible? For I long to enjoy. There is enjoyment that comes when you see spiritual fruit like I've experienced among the nations. You've experienced it before, but God is experiencing you for you again. On the island, Paul was about to see a harvest of spiritual fruit. And we are seeing this. Incredible breakthroughs. We are seeing in my family alone, incredible breakthroughs in our family that I have been waiting for 5 years. We are in the season of Malta. Incredible kindness, incredible authority, incredible healing, incredible supply. Number two, you can expect a season of unusual kindness. You know, there has been so many testimonies and so many stories that I've been hearing from you of the incredible and unusual kindness that you have been receiving from one another. Incredible kindness. Acts 28:2. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. You know, I have been overwhelmed personally at the incredible kindness that I've been receiving. Hearing testimonies of the generosity that you have had towards each other. And my children are also experiencing unusual kindness in their own lives. This is a time where God is anticipating what you need. You know, the men, all 276 of them, they were soaking wet and I would say fairly traumatized by the cyclone that was in the background. But God is going to dry out what has entrenched you with the rain. He is making waters that were bitter sweet in your life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, "Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new." Third thing, you can expect a season of walking in your authority. Acts 28 verse 3 to 5 says this, "Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, 'This man, he must be a murderer. For though he escaped from the sea, the goddess Justice has not allowed him to live.'" You know, Paul, the first thing that he did when he got onto the island is he started to gather firewood. You know, this was something usually that the women and the children did. But it was this very act of servanthood that released incredible authority to not only recognize an attack, but to shake it off. And it all started with giving. Giving of his time, giving of what he could do. He was anticipating that every soldier, that every prisoner being wet from the rain was cold. And there he was, picking up the firewood to keep them warm for the fire. And out of that giving released incredible authority. not only to recognize an attack, but to shake it off. Verse 5, but Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him. They were all watching him, waiting for him to swell up and suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he must be a god. This is a season where the attacks of the enemy are going to be so obvious. There will always be attacks of the enemy, but this season, the attacks of the enemy, God will make them so clear and so obvious to you that you will be able to shake it off. You will also shake the perceptions of the thinking around you, and great influence is going to happen to those around you. Luke 10:19, behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. This supernatural breakthrough, it came through serving others. It was this breakthrough of shaking off the enemy that gave Paul access to a greater harvest on the island of Malta. And it was a harvest of healing. It was a harvest of lives being changed and set free and restored. So in this season, number 4, you can expect a season of healing. Acts 28:7-9, there was an estate nearby that belonged to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and showed us generous hospitality for 3 days. His father was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went in to see him and after prayer, placed his hands on him and healed him. When this happened, the rest of the sick on the island, every other person who was sick on that island, came to Paul, and when Paul laid hands upon them, they were instantly cured and healed by the power of God. And I have been praying. I have been praying from my spirit for the last couple of months. God, bring healing. Bring healing to my family. Bring healing to my children. Bring healing to cancer. Bring healing to mental health. Bring healing, Lord God. And I've been seeing that God is answering our prayers. I've been seeing healing in my family, which we have so desperately needed. You can expect God to heal you. You can expect God to heal your marriage. You can expect God to take control over those mental health issues. You can expect God to heal cancer. You can expect God to take you from anxiety to a sure and stable foundation, because this is a season of great supernatural healing from God. Paul was a prisoner being ushered into the chief official's home of the island. Can I say that again? Paul was a prisoner being ushered into the chief official's home, but he stepped out when he was there. He stepped out and saw healing, so much so that the rest of the sick on the island came and were completely healed because the word got out of God's supernatural power. You see, man's restriction. He was a prisoner. Man's restriction never applies to God's promises that are over your life. God's promises over your life will always give you access to where He needs you to be. So lastly, you can expect a season of great supply. Acts 28:10. They honored us in many ways, and when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies that we needed. They were there for 3 months, seeing every sick person healed. But as they were leaving and they were ready to set sail, the whole island, the chief officials, surfers, furnished them with all the supplies that they needed. You will get to where you're going. The dream that's in your spirit, you will get to where you're going. God has promised you with assurance, and you can have confidence. God is going to get you to where you are going, and it is coming, and it will come without delay. Philippians 4:19 says this, and my God will liberally supply, fill to the full your every need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Church, stay the course. with your dream, stay the course. With the calling that He's put into your spirit, stay the course. With what He's put into your hand, stay the course. Because God, who has called you, will see you to the end without any delays. We as His church, we are walking into our season of Malta. Supernatural breakthroughs of refuge, unusual and generosity and kindness. We will walk in our God-given authority. There will be healing inside and outside of the church, and there will be supply to get you to where it is that He is calling you to. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name. Father, we are so expectant for the call that You have placed within this church, the call that You have placed in our spirits, in our hearts, that we can come because of Your power, because of Your kindness, because of Your refuge. We can come to our island and our season of Malta. Where there has been instability, where there has been storms, Father God, You are bringing us to a place of refuge. You are moving us from general knowledge to specific knowledge where, God, we have the mind of Christ, and through the Holy Spirit, it will be known to our hearts and we will be able to translate it. Father God, we will see an increase in kindness. We will see an increase in our giving. We will see an increase, Father, in our authority. And Lord, You will bring a great demonstration of Your power, healing in marriages, healing in our lives, healing in our families. And God, You are the God of supply. And we pray this in Jesus' name. You know, this morning, Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. It's not enough just to have general knowledge. It's not enough just to know what everybody else knows liberally. We need specific knowledge of a God who sent His Son to die for us upon a cross, that we, because of that one selfless sacrifice, we will never be alone again. When we accept Jesus Christ into our hearts, when we declare with our mouths that He is Lord and He is Savior, it means that you will never walk by yourself again. That means you can hear what God is saying to you. You can see what God is showing you. And you can feel the love and the grace and the mercy of a God who sent His Son to die for you. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth. So if you have never declared with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, I'm going to give you this incredible, wonderful opportunity to walk with Jesus Christ. In this room, can you pray this prayer with me as we bow our heads and close our eyes? Father, I declare with my mouth that Jesus, You are Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised You from the dead. And because of this grace, I am saved. Father, I just pray for every single person that has prayed that prayer for the first time. What an incredible journey that you have now found yourself on. That eternity you have with Jesus Christ, never to walk these days alone. That His words are going to fill your heart and fill your life, and it's love like you've never experienced before. So I pray for every person that has made this decision. And I just declare Your grace and Your mercy over their lives in Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer for the first time, you can go to gc.org.au/first steps, because we never want you to walk this journey by yourselves. Amen, church.